Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to yet another episode of Alchemy This. I'm your host, Kevin Pop. Yes, that Kevin Pop. What's that? Is this really the time for these questions of yours? Right now? Right now? To be clear, this is the best time for us to do this. Yeah? I didn't think so. But I digress. Let's meet our alchemist. See how I talked him down? Let's meet our alchemist, shall we? In no particular order, let's quickly check with Craig Kukowski for his 2022 late morning but too long before lunch snacks review. The cow?
We do record in a difficult window.
Yes.
Ideally... Yeah. I'm having lunch at noon, which is always right in the middle of our two episodes.
We get a 10-minute break at noon usually.
My wife and I are also trying to diet right now, so she got a bunch of snacks, which I think are, you know, 100 calories or less.
Uh-huh.
Delicious.
At the Whole Foods, so I think my there are options in the house, but they're thin, like literally like thin,
mostly thin flavorless
bars, mostly flavorless. Yeah. So I'll let you know what I pick, but I'm not going to like it.
Okay. Well, I'll pick for you the, Chris and I were on the, Osborne, was it Robert Osborne? Is that right? Yeah. And I've recently tried the Atkins as well. Shockingly great and very, very, very low sugar and carb. Super low.
All right.
That's all I got for you. Oh, my. There's Jackie Gonzalez-DeRuthe. Yay! Oh. Jacko, what seafood best describes your current mood?
Oh, well, I would say I've immediately grouper. That's what came to my heart.
not happy as a clam. No, grouper.
Grouper. It's what came to me. So I have to follow my gut and believe in myself. Could I pick a grouper out of a lineup? I certainly couldn't. But
and grouper is also good for your gut.
Backed
by popular demand, here is Chris Alvarado, friend of the sea. Your review, please, of this season's Below Deck Sailing Yacht.
Haven't watched an episode.
Whoa. Okay. That's strong. That's a strong, bold choice.
It's wild because Jessica and I, we go through our, you know, our DVR list and we're like, what's happening to us? Why aren't we? This one just slipped through our hands. And we love that captain. We love him.
Can I make a suggestion, though, as much as we love that captain? It's Gary. You don't need any more Gary in your life.
I know, dude. It's like, how does he keep getting rewarded for being such a piece of shit? Sorry.
You are correct. Gary's a piece of shit for 500, please.
Also, drop the key. Sorry, just real quick, Craig. Always dieting my whole life. And I spent a lot of time eating those flavorless bars. And I just want to say, I feel you. I do a lot of Lara bars. It's like, ugh. So I love you, and I'm here in support with you. That's it. Sorry.
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah, and I'm going to throw out that last one to reiterate the intermittent fasting. It's made all the difference in the world for me, not just losing weight, but keeping it off. Try not to eat after 7:30 at night, and then don't eat again till at least 9:30 a.m. That's a 14-hour stretch where your body starts eating its own fat. I'll move on now. Drop the kids at the sitters. We got Mark Gagliardi.
Hello.
Spaceship Earth lover,
yes.
What did you learn from it this time?
Well, as you know, I'm a big fan of Epcot's Spaceship Earth, and every time I learn something new, a thing I learned this time, a thing I had found out and then confirmed this time is that a lot of the animatronics inside that ride are based on, are reused animatronics from the Hall of Presidents. So if you look closely, you will see that working Gutenberg's printing press is a bowl-cutted and Renaissance-dressed Andrew Jackson. And the monk that is copying a Bible back in the old medieval times area of it, not medieval times like the restaurant, medieval times like the times.
Was Trump?
Fortunately, no. John Adams.
Johnny A.
So that's what I not learned this time, but confirmed this time.
Right on.
Mine own two eyes.
I knew there would be something, and I'm glad I asked. And last, but leave your key with the doorman. If you think I'm Lee, it's James Heaney. JJ, Jimmy, on average, how many minutes do you need to choose what to wear each day?
Oh, God. You know what? I changed twice before this Zoom call, and it turns out I put the sweatpants I slept in back on because I figured I would just decide when I was done recording today what I was really going to wear. Good. So it's not minutes, it's hours, Kevin.
Good call. I, too, am naked from the waist down. Let's do a damn show. Naked.
Well, can I just say one thing? I am so excited. I'm going to be taking over Chris's and anybody. I'm going to be reading all of the emails, and I can't wait. So you can stop saying, James Heaney, don't look at this. I'm going to be gone filming a movie because I'm a big deal right now.
Oh.
I'm a big deal. Woo. But I'm going to be reading every email that comes through, so please say hi while I'm gone.
Nice.
Yes, I am remiss. I was meant to mention a couple things. One, thank you so much for those of you who heard our cries for more scene suggestions. You crushed it. In fact, you also crushed Chris's ability to breathe.
And crashed my computer.
And his spirit.
Yeah, and his spirit. So this is an official thank you. Now, kindly fuck off. remember, this is a comedy show. What I really mean to say is thank you. We're good for the time being. I want to let you know we're in need. And I also want to let you know thank you. We're good for the time being. And then the other thing is that James will be taking over the reading and responding to the emails and the Patreon scene suggestions. So I can't wait to see you all have fun with that. And thank you for your scene suggestions. We gather them, as most of you know, from our listener emails or from our patron VIPs or Alchemaniacs to become a patron supporter of the show. Please, please do, because you get exclusive content like bonus scenes. We record bonus scenes just for the Patreon peeps. Also, video of what the fuck is happening right now. Us in the Zoom. An Alchemaniac level, several of them have been in the Zoom with us. More of those to come. Head on over to patreon.com/alchemythis. If you'd like to submit a scene suggestion by email, it's alchemythisemail@gmail.com. That's
alchemythisemail@gmail.com.
Scene one is from patron VIP Chase Spansky, who wrote, "Here is a scene suggestion inspired by one of your live hangs a while back." The next live hang is, it's usually the last Saturday of every month. Not usually, it is the last Saturday of every month. If you want to come hang live. And then if you're a patron subscriber, it's an on-demand later. So this Chase says, this scene suggestion was inspired, in fact, by one of those live hangs. So if they stink, you have only yourselves to blame. Ah, okay. Two of you give Tony Robbins a couples massage. It's quite a twist on the term couples massage, but okay. Thank you for being you, Chase.
What room am I in?
In room 420, sir. It's upstairs. Well, you can take the elevator.
Oh, can I?
It's reserved for VIPs because we don't want the commoners to be cluttering up the elevator.
I thank you very much for your time. Can I just tell you one thing?
Yes.
You are being the best you that you can be right now.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I had a feeling, but I didn't want to say until I was absolutely certain.
Talk less. Listen more.
Are you Tony Robbins?
I'll be upstairs.
Oh, my God.
Babe, watch. I'll prove it to you. Then just stay here with me today at work. Okay? Then you'll see. I don't know why you have all these suspicions. Just stay here with me today at work, and then, you'll see what I do.
Okay, yeah. Let me just call my work real quick and just tell them that I can't come in. Just give me one moment.
Are you going to tell them? Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Thank you for calling Chuck E. Cheese, where a kid can be a kid.
Hey, can you put Jim on the phone?
Yeah, is this Joanne?
Yeah.
Joanne, are you calling in again?
I have a diarrhea.
Joanne, this is your third diarrhea this week.
Is that goddamn Joanne?
Yes, Jim, it's goddamn Joanne.
We're swamped here.
She has diarrhea.
If it wasn't
again.
Diarrhea, then would I really say it? No one lies about diarrhea.
I think you might lie about diarrhea.
Listen, what do you want me to say? I have diarrhea. I can't come in. You don't want all the kids to get diarrhea, and you know.
Tell her we got 22 birthdays in a year in soccer award ceremony.
You're on speaker. She heard all of that. And I got to do the soccer award ceremony and half the birthdays now, Joanne.
What is preferable? Me to show up and help you a little bit or me to show up and shit in the ball pit? That's going to be a big problem with all those kids.
You're the only one who knows how to troubleshoot the animatrons.
I'm sorry, guys. Listen, call me if you need help. I'll see if I'm feeling better, I'll come in. But for right now, ooh, ow, 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 ow. I have to go. I have to use the bathroom.
Babe, that was really unattractive.
Oh, gosh. I thought you were going to say really good acting.
No, because I don't want to be with a liar. You just straight up lied.
Wait, you asked me to do this. You asked me to stay with you at work today.
I gave you the option to stay because you think I'm flirting with every customer we have, and I want you to see that I'm not.
I'm sorry. Are you a masseuse?
Yeah.
Okay. And how do you flirt with your hands? I know you. You're very handsy.
I flirt with my hands, but I work with my hands, and I can separate the two. Well, I'll show you.
Okay, great. Show me. Okay, I would love that. Great.
Will you put on this? Will you put this on?
I'll put on the smock.
Thank you.
It will make me more attractive to you.
No, it's just so that whoever comes in next, they think you work here.
Oh, okay.
Let me look at my schedule real quick.
Yeah, great. Perfect. Okay. Uh-oh, I'm taking off my normal clothes.
Okay, Joanne, not now. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Look at who my 11 a.m. is. Look at this.
Tony Robbins. Tony Robbins.
Are you serious?
No. I've never like listened to him. I don't know what he sounds like or anything, but he's a motivational speaker.
Yeah, best, but he's not your guru.
No, I mean, he's not my guru. I've never heard of him. Well, I've heard of him, but I've never listened to him. You don't understand, babe. He's Pitbull's favorite. Like, Pitbull loves him. He's inspired Pitbull's life.
Okay, I'm unattracted to you again.
Babe, you know I love Pitbull. You know that that's a fact. This is just things.
Let's just
now you're
get
telling
through
me
this
that
massage.
Me as a person is unattractive because me as Let's a person sh- loves Pitbull.
Now, just sit. And if I ask you for oil, hand me oils, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
No problem, baby.
Give me one sec. Hi, we're ready for the 11 a.m.
I've got to tell you that there's something really exciting that you might not realize, but I've confirmed it firsthand. Your 11 a.m. is Tony Robbins. Oh, yeah, my God. Do you mind if I watch? Can I just say it? All right. Let me go get him.
Okay.
Okay. See, that was like a little bit flirtation. And not necessarily from you, but did you see how excited he was? He was like edging about this whole endeavor.
Edging?
Yeah. You know.
Does that mean?
Where you take it to the limit, but you don't let yourself go.
And here's Tony Robbins. And per usual, as is tradition, front desk is going to stay and make sure everything's good here.
Yes. Hello, Mr. Robbins.
Ryan, but would both of you mind just stepping out for a second while I just roll?
All three of us?
Or just the
or
two of
just
us?
Or just us two?
Or just them two?
I didn't see the lady person. Yeah, the three of you could step out. That'd be great.
Yes, of course. Yes, of course. We will step
just
out.
Just so I can get under this, I'm guessing, extremely soft sheet.
Yeah, and you could put your karate pants and your tank top in the wicker basket over there. And okay. Leave your phone, wallet, shoes, all that stuff. We will step out. Let's step out. We are stepping out now. And we have stepped out. Oh, my God.
Aren't you supposed to be at like Little Caesars or something?
Hey.
I'm sorry. What's she doing here?
Oh, okay, kids. Chuck and the pizza party crew are going to be starting the show any moment now. But first of all, how many pitchers of RC Cola do we need here?
How bald are you?
One apiece.
How bald am I? Well, I'm all the way bald, as you can see. I've got alopecia.
Can we draw on your head?
Yeah, I want to draw on your head.
Can we draw on your head?
No. Just a second. Chuck and the pizza party gang are going to start the show.
You've been saying that for half an hour.
Okay, well.
Are you stalling?
No, I'm not stalling. Let me get some more RC going here. And your pizzas, I think, are on the way.
Jim, come here. What the hell is going on out there? I've got my parties going. Your parties are going. Chucky's not working. We don't have Joanne. I don't know if we're going to make it through this day. We're going to need some help.
Joanne knows how to fix the animatronics.
She's the only mechanic we have for this place.
Oh, I mean, I tried swapping out one of the, from we used to have that presidential themed,
Sure.
Party.
No, I saw you replaced Pasquale with, I think that was an Andrew Jackson.
It could be Millard Fillmore. I don't know, for God's sake. But it's not working.
Look, we got to think of something. These kids are going to get on.
Chuck.
Look, we want Chuck.
They're cheering.
We want Chuck.
Joanne's the only one that can fix him. We're going to have to find out where she is and bring her in.
All right. Where the fuck is Chuck? I'm going to get up there and pretend I'm one of the animatrons. Okay.
What?
I know the routine. I've seen it so many times. I know the song by heart.
Okay, I have faith in you.
Now I'm applying some hot oil to your
shoulders. Can I just make a quick suggestion?
Oh, yes.
Yeah. No elbows.
Uh-huh.
And let's remember to devote at least 17 minutes to just my feet.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Okay. Yeah. Now, if I can just have the oil, darling.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. No, not with your hands. Okay.
Okay, so now you're feeling. Not using my elbows.
Four hands. You're feeling four hands on you. This is special for you.
That's nice.
Okay. I'll start on the feet while we're.
Well, Okay. So you're feeling the pressure of six hands on your body.
Can we go without the narration?
Yes. I'll shut up. Because what do I have to say? Because I have a lot of self-doubt anyway. Like, if I say something to you, like, it's not going to be helpful in this situation. Like,
Do you know what tomorrow is?
Oh, God, I don't.
It's a destination you need to let go of. All you have right now is right now.
He's right.
And the most important thing you can do right now is me.
Wow. Wait.
Oh. Joanne, what are you? Leave the smock on. What are you doing?
Sorry. I don't know. I just got into a trance. Sorry.
Wait, and mine's coming off. I'm taking mine off too. Should I be taking this off? We taking ours off? No.
We're not taking ours off. No. Unless that's what you normally do here.
Not typically.
In which case.
I'm hearing a lot of chatter. Sorry. Yeah, a lot of chatter.
How a lot of chatter. Shh.
How are the feet coming?
Good.
There's
pressure.
A lot of calluses on the bottom. He can hear us whispering.
You're a birthday boy, and you're a birthday girl.
What the hell?
Everything is fine. No. This is your birthday world.
No. Oh my God, my parents.
How old are you?
Okay, kids, stop drawing on Chuck E. Cheese's head.
Jim, come here. Hey, kids, Chucky will be right back. Jim, I don't
Chucky's
think it's working.
Chucky's going to take a snack break. That went pretty good, right?
Pretty good. Look at your head. Look in this mirror. Do you see yourself right now?
I've got hair for the first time in years.
And that is scene one.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint.
Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for mom is Mother's Day. Because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah!
I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Scene 2 comes from listener Kyle, who wrote, "Hey, thanks Kevin and all for providing the laughs twice a week. I listen at work and often don't do well at hiding my laughter. I have two ideas for an episode, one straightforward and the other with an unnecessary preamble. So I choose the longer one. You know those shows like Lie to Me, where they say you can see this politician is lying because look how white his knuckles are when he grips the podium? Well, I always think, what if he just has to poo? That's my scene suggestions. Politician has to poo. Thanks.
Senator, you'll be taking the podium in 3 minutes.
Yeah, do I have like a, can we make it like 6 or 7 minutes? Because I may need to step out for just a second.
Sorry, sir, it's now 2 minutes, 41 seconds. Ooh. If there's anything I can get for you.
I'm going to mic you up.
All right.
Lift your hands, please.
This is Jim, he's audio. We're going to make
this is going live. I might need to.
So we're going in 2 minutes?
You're
going
to be fine, sir.
I'm not quite certain of that, but.
That's okay. It's okay to be uncertain. It's part of your charm.
Well, I don't know if ever. You know what?
Minute 30.
Okay,
minute
30. If I could just step out for just a moment.
We don't have a moment, sir. We're now down to 68 minutes. Seconds.
Oh, all right. It's just that the cookout that we went to earlier this afternoon, I think I may have.
Oh, big success. Big success. I've already got the numbers.
To some, it was. to me,
Sir, I'd like to introduce you to our camera operators. This is 1, 2, and 3. So obviously you'll be looking.
Hi.
Is it them? Yeah, that's one. She's one.
Okay.
He's two. He's three.
Oh, my name's Jules.
Hi, Jules. Nice to meet you.
I'm more than a number.
I'm rich.
I like to be called number one.
Uh-huh. Well, Jules, number one.
But mostly you're going to be concentrating on number two, Senator. Number two is all you need to think about.
Yes. One is to
number
your left.
Number two is just straight down the middle.
Oh, yeah.
And then
right.
At the very end, when you're done with number two, you do a little number one.
And please don't forget that we are in association with YouTube Live, which means 6.3 billion people will be watching this.
Six. That's the entire population of the
planet. Five, four, three.
If I could just take a.
Welcome to another edition of Senator Speaks.
Hello there to everyone out there. I'd just like to say thank you for having me here on.
Go number two. Go number two.
All right, let's clean up this barbecue. Everybody put the tin foils. Oh, my gosh. I think this meat's spoiled.
What do you mean?
Who is supposed to keep the Bunsen burner underneath the pork?
I'm in charge of the burners. What's the difficulty?
Well, this is supposed to be maintained hot. All this food is probably tainted.
What are you, Nostradamus? It ain't tainted.
Oh, it's tainted. It was sitting in this tinfoil thing without anything heating it. At room temperature, pork goes bad fast.
Hold on. Did anybody eat these raw shrimp? They were supposed to be cooked, but they raw.
Oh, that's...
Who would eat raw shrimp?
I mean, well, if they don't know they're raw, maybe they think they were cooked.
Cletus? Yeah, I thought that was supposed to be like that. That's my fault. I thought it was for dipping in cocktail sauce.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Do you guys think anybody thought this thick liquid was mayonnaise and spread it on their sandwich? It's old milk. It's just so old. It's thick now. What? Oh, no. You think people thought this was mayonnaise?
Why does it have a spreading spoon in it?
I put the spreading spoon in there because I thought it was mayonnaise.
Can we talk about that first? Where I come from, we use a spreading knife. So the spoon was weird. So I just ate it like ice cream.
Well, that's fair. That's fair.
I don't feel so good.
That's why there are two sides of the tracks.
I like to keep old milk with me at all times so that when I'm feeling down, I take a whiff of it and remind myself, ain't nothing more sour than that. Amen. My day's going better than that.
I had a dog we named Old Milk.
Oh, I love that name.
Had to put her down.
Oh.
Yeah. She was a bit sour, like you said.
Oh, she bit somebody.
Oh, she bit everybody.
Wow.
I don't want to sound nefarious or anything, or like we're trying to hide something.
Hold up. Did you go to college or something?
I went to college. I'm worried that if people see that this food is maybe not in the best quality, that we might lose our license.
Well, Mr. Nefarium, why don't you worry about your own situation?
Wait, hold up. Did somebody think that these drinks in the martini glasses were actually Cosmos? Because this is straight up raw chicken juice.
Oh, no!
Senator, I have a question about the dump.
Go ahead.
The dump in this city has been an issue for years.
Yeah, and it certainly has.
And I know the dump has been on your mind.
Oh, you have no idea.
And you've talked considerably about the dump in the past. But I have 2 points.
Can we make them quick?
Well, let me go straight to number two. I'll go straight to number two.
I really wish that was an option.
Number two is the dump.
Yes.
Brown referendum that Councilman Brown proposed.
Senator, I have a question for you, if I might. My wife and I love that movie, Bucket List.
Yeah.
And I don't know if you're familiar with something that the Jack Nicholson character says in it, but he says, never trust a fart. And I've just worshipped and abided by that rule the rest of my life.
Who let this guy in here? What kind of question is this? What question? What are
go number two. Go
Senator,
number two.
Senator Tina Gillespie from Channel 4.
Yes, I'm familiar with your work.
I had a question about the town fair that you made a year-round exhibit and attraction.
Sure.
There have been a lot of complaints about the flume ride in general, that the logs are backing up and then getting pushed out at a speed that's causing whiplash and other pains in people's bodies.
Well, look, I do know a little something about logs backing up and causing pain to people's bodies. And
Not to mention the backsplash that happens, Senator, when they are
Senator,
pushed out.
Hi, Senator. Kyle Juniper. You know me.
I do.
The environment is a big issue for all of us.
Yeah,
it's, some of us, when it's cold, we sweat. You know, that's weird. Cold sweats just dripping down our faces at the wrong time of year. What are we doing about the environment?
Well, I was just discussing the environment with some of my constituents.
Senator, this is Steve Schumer from Channel 5 Live.
Yes,
I was wondering, there's a lot of questions about your health. If you'd be willing to do some jumping jacks for us right now to make sure that you're qualified and able to work.
I'm Unfortunately, well, I got this microphone on and I don't want to damage anything.
Pardon me, are you Steve Scuba from Channel 5 Live?
Yes, I am.
You come to this Applebee's?
Yes, I do.
That's so weird. Can I leave my husband for you?
Leave your husband for me. I'm a married man, and I'm
that's fine with me. You're Steve Scuba from Channel 5 Live. That yes. trumps everything.
Okay. Well, sit down. I've already ordered a 2 for $20. I was going to eat it myself, but why don't you sit down?
Can we make it a 3 for $30?
Do they have that?
I don't know. You're all right. Steve Scuba sure. from Channel 5 Live.
All right. Sit down. Sit down.
Tracy, you're leaving Jack for Steve Scuba?
From?
Channel 5 Live.
Yeah. So, yeah. God has answered my prayers.
Well, guess what? I haven't told him yet, but I'm leaving Lenny for Tony Robbins. Have you ever heard of him?
Tony Robbins. Tony rings the bell, kind of. What's his deal?
He's a motivational speaker for sure. And I think
so is Steve, but so is Steve, you know?
Well, I guess so. I guess Steve does motivate people to, you know, he does the health beat, right?
Yeah, but tell me more about, everything you know about Tony Robbins. I want to hear. I want to know it all.
I think, know when you like flipping through TV and you're like, I think this is a pastor.
And you're like, oh, but it's Steve Scuba from Channel 5 Live.
Well, I know when it's Steve because there's a little Chiron on the bottom and he's always telling me where he's at. And I was like, did you want to ask me about Tony or did you just want to talk about Steve?
Camera one, go ahead and zoom in on this bulge that is protruding from the senator's behind.
Sir, don't ask questions. I don't feel just comfortable zoom. Doing
okay,
that.
Then, all right. Then
I've already
three.
Been written up by
camera
HR, and I can't have a strike. Okay,
that's one three. Hell of a backwards boner. I don't know why
and
it's
I'm
coming
the one
out.
I've gotten written up by HR.
I mean, I'm zooming in. It's a bulge in the back, baby.
And Jules here on camera three, just ready to be used at any point. Again, my name is Jules. Senator, the state flag that's been proposed with the turtle poking his head out.
Yes, I do recall that state flag. Yes.
Could you talk a little bit about why the importance of the turtle to this state?
Well, I think that the if given the opportunity to escape the clutches of the shell, the turtle would do everything in its power to evacuate the shell as quickly as possible while still maintaining some sort of integrity as a turtle. That said,
Senator. I have Tony Robbins here. Tony Robbins here.
Motivational speaker, Tony Robbins?
That's the one. I want to encourage you right now to just let it go. Let everything you have build up inside. I'm telling you, I give you permission.
Oh, Tony, you don't know what you're asking. Those jumping jacks.
Do the Tony Robbins breathe.
I can't breathe like that.
Let it go.
I'm going to be honest with you at this point. I fear that if I were to, as you all say, let it go, that the shrimp, pork, and mayo sandwich that I had this afternoon and the Cosmo I used to wash down might return. And, you know, I've been told that vulnerability has never been my strong suit, but I may need to let you folks in on something right now.
What? Ooh, wow. Tell us.
Oh, camera three's ready.
Okay, here we go. All cameras live. Rolling. Zoom in. People watching live. Let's go. Zoom in.
I think the senator's crowning.
It's come. I really wish I had not paused right then. I should have. You know what?
Oh, my God.
This is going to be my last day as a senator. I have a feeling.
Scene 2. Scene 2, everyone. That was scene 2.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Mother's Day is coming, and Mom doesn't want flowers. She wants a cocktail. Here's a hint. Get Mom Bartesian. It's the countertop cocktail maker that creates your choice of over 60 premium cocktails in less than 30 seconds, each at the touch of a button. Flowers die. Happy hour comes back every day. So get Mom the machine that makes amazing cocktails with real fruit juices and craft bitters. Best of all, get $50 off a Bartesian premium cocktail maker with the purchase of one pack of cocktail capsules. So, instead of getting Mom a reason to fill a flower vase with water, get Mom the easiest, fastest way to fill her glass with the floral notes of gin. The best cocktails are premium cocktails, and the best day to get it for Mom is Mother's Day, because you can get $50 off now for a limited time. Visit bartesian.com/mother to get the best premium cocktail maker for Mom at the best price for you. Bartesian, premium cocktails on demand.
Hi, I'm Giancarlo Esposito, and I'm here to introduce you to my character, Gray Parrish, from my new series, Parrish.
Yeah, I can drive.
My character was a getaway driver.
Yeah! I'm retired from life, you know that.
His business is failing, his house is going up for sale. He is the everyman.
Tell me about this driver job.
We got a lot of action in this show. We have moments of real danger, and we want to feel as if anything could happen. Gray is invited to drive for this man. He's invited to make money, and he quickly realizes this is not the right thing to do.
I did what you told me to.
And he's in a world over his head.
Now, let's go!
He will try to do what's right and seek justice.
Parrish, all new Sundays at 9 on AMC and stream on AMC Plus.
Scene 3 comes to us from patron VIP Lawrence Stewart, who wrote, "Hey gang, still here, still loving it. Today's suggestion is cheese boys and or girls. Looking forward to it. All the best, Larry Stewart. P.S. If Gary Anthony Williams is on this episode, I think you're easily the funniest on the crew." I thought I would pick this one while Gary was not here, because I don't think he needs to hear that. I don't think that's helpful to anyone, especially him.
Keep it down. Keep it down. And listen up, cheese boys and or girls. You know who's trying to take over our turf? Say it with me.
Who is it? Is it Southside?
The Bread Boys and or
the
girls.
Bread Boys. Bread Boys taking over our turf.
They Bread stink. Boys more like Dead Boys. Am I right?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
No.
No.
Mostly that's right. Right.
That's right.
We're the cheese boys.
Everybody.
We're the cheese boys and the girls.
Now you don't run turf with a song like that and just let some other gang come in and take our stuff, right?
No. I don't know.
Am I wrong?
I don't know if that was a yes or no question.
Am I wrong?
I don't think there's a way to be wrong there, sir.
You hear Swiss? Everybody look at Swiss.
Look at me. Look at me. He's right. Carry on, sir.
Yeah, we'll do. We'll do. Gouda?
Feeling good.
Feeling good?
Feeling good.
Everyone else sound off your names.
I don't know, Wiz. I think we should be a little bit more cautious of these Bread Boys.
What do you mean? I'm the Wiz, right?
Yeah, you're the Wiz.
So what I say goes. Am I wrong?
I guess I'll trust you.
Am I wrong?
You're right.
No.
What do you mean for? I'm the Wiz. You say no to me?
You said are you wrong. I gotta be honest with you, the Wiz. You ask a lot of rhetorical questions that I don't know whether the answer is.
What did you call me? What did you call me?
The Wiz. You're the Wiz.
No, the other word.
The R word. Rhetorical?
Okay. You can't say that anymore.
Why can't I say rhetorical?
What's your name again?
Eat them.
Damn.
All right, Bread Boys.
Yeah.
And or girls, which I have to say now due to the lawsuit to be more inclusive. looks like the cheese boys and or girls are threatening our turf. But I say cheese boys, cheese toys.
Yeah, cheese boys, cheese toys.
Yeah, totally.
I say that too.
So what are we going to do about it? What do you think, Rye?
Gonna beat him up.
Jesus. I say beat him up. I say put the holes in them where they weren't expecting it. Make them all look like Swiss cheese. That's what I say.
Nice, nice. Pumpernickel, you were going to say something?
I was.
Eat him up.
What?
Oh, sorry. You know, I can't shut my trap. Sorry.
No.
Boss, may I?
What do you got, Sourdough?
Why don't we just fondue the whole fucking lot of them?
Oh, yeah.
I'm talking burning down the whole fucking village.
Oh, yeah.
Look, you know, I'm on your side, believe me. But they've got, you know, they've got a celebrity spokesperson now, Brie Larson.
Oh, Wonder, come on.
No, they got Brie Larson. We got nobody.
Boss, you said you had a personal relationship with Larry Loaves. And we haven't seen, we haven't heard from him. I don't think Larry Loaves
is as big a deal as Brie Larson.
He's a used car seller. He got commercials.
I know who he is.
Just go talk to him. It'll help us.
All right. Hey, Larry.
You come in for a car, you get a card. Larry Loaves is going to get you a card. You come in, sit right down here. Say, you're the fella from that Bread group of boys and or girls, aren't you?
Yeah. We talked a couple of weeks ago. I don't know if you remember.
Sure. I could put you in a nice sedan right now.
Look, we're more concerned about fighting for our turf. And, you know, the cheese people are kind of... infringing on it.
Hold on, let me shut this office door. Look, you come in here every few weeks thinking that I'm going to be some sort of celebrity spokesperson for you. First of all, I didn't know that gangs even needed celebrity spokespeople, and it wasn't even a big deal until Captain Marvel decided she was going to come down and be the celebrity spokesperson for the cheese boys and
exactly,
or girls.
Exactly.
I've got to be honest with you. I don't know if I'm the guy you're looking for. Now,
I mean, your last name is Loaves. Come on.
No, I get it.
But do you understand? I'm trying to run a business here. Now, I can put you in a sensible Saturn SL2 from 1996 with low mileage, but what I can't do is endorse violence the same way that Brie Larson can.
Well, look, we don't like violence, you know, any more than anyone. But, you know, when a turf is in dispute, and when it's bred turf established for years, and when the cheese people...
Pumpernickel, look, you know I'm the Wiz. And you know our gangs wouldn't take too kindly to this union of ours. But I love you. I love you so much.
Okay, where are you going with this?
We either got to run away together or we got to end this.
No, you had me at runaway.
So that's it. We're going to leave our gangs?
Well, I think it's an option in order for us to be together and be happy. Right?
Because there's no way we could come together, right? That doesn't make sense. If we had a union, a meeting, you know, cheese and bread. That's crazy talk. I'm losing my mind.
Wait a second, because I've received a couple of emails and one text from someone calling themselves Condiments. So maybe we bring them into the conversation with cheese and bread. Next thing we know, magic.
Where are the Condiments at?
I don't know. What turf are
they? You don't know.
I don't know, but if I respond once, I think we're going to find out. You know what? Let me just hit this text back real quick.
Huh. Wait, are you calling?
He says he's at the door. No, I got a ping. He says he's at the door. This Condiments.
Wait, hold on. This is feeling crazy. So you're telling me I just brought this up, and now all of a sudden he's here now?
Well, I'm going to say they. I might have misspoke when I said he.
Fair.
I'm going to say
fair.
They.
Okay.
They are here.
All right, let him in.
Hey, are you Condiments?
I'm Mayo. What's up?
That's a little too specific.
What do you mean it's too specific? I'm part of the Condiments.
Are you the one I've been texting with?
Hell yeah, go ahead. Text me and my phone will ring right now.
No, I have no reason not to believe you. So come on in. You said Mayo?
Mayo, that's my name.
Okay, now are you putting on a voice right now or is that
No, what are you talking about? I'm a Condiment, I'm Mayo, okay?
All right, let's cut the crap. Mayo, I'm Wiz. You might have heard of me. I run the Cheese Boys and or Girls.
I gotta be honest, we always thought that you should have been with us anyways. I mean, you're kind of just a Condiment, but you think you're so special.
You think cheese is kind of just a Condiment?
Yeah, putting it on top of other things to make it better, right?
But the same can be said about meat.
No. Meat's the meats. Don't mess with the meats. Don't put that knife next to my neck. Come on. Mayos need spoons, baby. Mayos need spoons.
You're talking about a spreading spoon?
Yeah, I'm talking about a spreading spoon.
See, that'll make sense to me. All right. Look. Look, obviously, you run a big part of this neighborhood. We run a big part of this neighborhood. And the breads run a big part of this neighborhood. There's a lot of exposition here. I'm just trying to say is either we all kill each other or we all join forces. What do you say?
Well, I think we should join forces. But I told you
you were smart, Wiz. Yeah, this is the guy.
I love you.
I love you, too.
All right, why don't we all go talk to our own gangs, move this plot forward. What do you say?
Yeah.
All right, sounds good.
Yeah, let's beat him up, Papa Focaccia. I want him dead.
Look, we've got Condiments are in the mix, and, you know, soon meats are going to get involved, you know?
We got to nip this bud while it's still not a full flower.
Ms. Larson, Mr. Loaves, your table is right over here. We've got you in the back in the dark as you requested.
That's fantastic. This is a real treat. I gotta say, pleasure to meet you. Sorry it's under these circumstances of gang warfare.
Really unfortunate.
It is, but big fan.
Of my theatrical releases or my 10 million commercials?
Actually, if you're gang running,
Oh, thank you. Oh, yeah.
Since they brought you in, it's been really remarkable what cheese has been able to handle. I mean, of course, I love Captain Marvel. Who didn't love Captain Marvel? And the car commercials are great. But
I love the car.
It really is everything that you've done as a gang spokesperson.
That's the thing. I thought I was coming in as a spokesperson, and then I kind of took over as a bit of a boss, and I liked that.
Yeah, well, you can do whatever you want, Brie Larson.
It was a new role. You know, it was a new role to take on. It was a evolution of my character.
Hi, would you prefer flat water or sparkle? Oh, my God. Can I ask you a question, Ms. Larson? Do you really drive that car?
I personally...
That's too many qualifiers. I'll take it as a no. But listen, do you want sparkling or flat?
Sparkling. Okay. Sparkling. But hey, listen, you need to keep that between us. Okay?
Oh, who am I telling? Please. And you, sir, what would you like? Sparkling?
Look, sparkling sounds great. Just bring us the big bottle and we'll split it.
Okay. And so, and would you drive her car, sir?
Would I drive her car? Yes. You know what? Funny you should mention cars. Mm-hmm. If either of you is interested in a late model Ford Bronco, I just got two on the lot.
How late of a model are we talking about?
We're talking early 2000s before they switched the headlights.
As long as it's not the 94 Bronco, because we all know what that is.
The Breads are gonna eat some cheese tonight.
Cheese, boys, lovely girl, also boys. Girls.
We're gonna have our way with these tonight.
Havarti.
Sauces, kind
Swiss, cheddar,
wait, everyone, please, before the rumble starts, I just drove over here in a 1997 Plymouth Voyager. With Brie Larson, and she has something she would like to say. That's right. The Bread Boys and or Girls and the Cheese Boys and or Girls are combining right here. As long as the meats don't show up, we're fine. And Brie Larson has something she'd like to say to everyone.
It's Brie Larson. It's
woohoo! Brie. Oh my God. Hello, everyone.
Oh, God.
I want to give you all a hand.
Yes!
Because you believed in yourselves and you fought the good fight.
Yeah.
But now it's time to join hands and become one.
Miss Larson, I see baloney sticking out of your top.
Baloney.
Wait, baloney. Wait a minute.
What the hell is this?
It's.
Oh my God.
She's double agent. Is she a double agent? Is she one of the meats?
Is Larson a type of meat?
Please don't stare at what's underneath my top.
Sorry. Sorry.
I think you guys should join together.
Miss Larson, I see pastrami's falling out of your butt.
Senator, Brie Larson recently had some bologna poking out just a little bit from the top of her shirt.
I do know the feeling.
If you could comment on that bit. And also the gang warfare that's going on in this town between meats, cheeses, condiments, and bread.
The city has been inundated with all kinds of foods that may not go well together. And when they all combine in one place, say a street corner or a stomach, and they begin churning, things can go to shit pretty quickly.
He said shit. I thought it was shit.
Ms. Larson, Brie, you understand here at this car company, we can't have any ties to gang activity.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we're going to have to let you go.
Well, I just want to talk to you for a second because think Please. About, you know, who do you want to let go? Do you want to let go Brie Larson or do you want to let go who I am during your commercials, which is Patina Wendelsock. You know, that's okay. Who I am when I'm doing those commercials. You know, that's my backstory there is, you know, like I was adopted and I found my real mother.
I see what you're saying. Well, you can see the board is behind me. Board, now, do we think there's some merit to the idea that maybe Brie Larson isn't selling our cars? Brie Larson affiliated with gangs. And instead, we have Patina Bendelsock selling our cars.
Look, why are you?
Off with her head!
Yeah. What? Kill her? What? That was. Wait. I mean, Steve, Jesus Christ. Off with her head.
I think what we're saying is maybe her character isn't affiliated with a gang. Is that right, Ms. Larson?
That's right. The character isn't. But if you are really, you know, interested in decapitating me.
Follow-up question, if I may, for Ms. Larson.
Uh-huh.
Okay, this character that you're portraying during the commercials.
Patina.
Mm-hmm. If I'm to understand, it's Patina that's the sort of obnoxious smile and not you. That's a tremendous relief if that's the case.
Yeah, I mean, because really me.
It's almost a sneer mm-hmm. that your character's doing as a way of appearing charming.
Yeah. And I talk a little unnaturally, and that's on purpose.
Right.
Because it's not me talking, it's Patina Wendelsock.
Can we decapitate that character? Because I think that makes sense.
You know, I see what you're saying, because I'm delivering it to you as two separate people, but at the end of the day, it's one body.
Brie, we can't hear you. The salami coming out of your mouth is it's a little jumbled.
That is our show for today. Oh, salami jumble. Let's thank all of our alchemists, starting with Patina, Jackie.
Yeah.
Gonzalez DeRuthe. Thank you very much for every damn thing. And where might folks find you other than right here with us?
Right here. Yes, thank you for having me. I'm at Jackie DeRuthe on Instagram. And that's, you know, I have some fun on there.
Okay.
And is that where we'll find you as well?
Your latest wares, short films, whatnot?
Exactly. And now that you mention it.
Yes.
Our short film, Lump, just became an official selection of the Portland Comedies.
Look out now. Woo!
Look out now.
Is there a more hip place than Portland?
I don't think so. I heard this one is a fun one. And it's actually going to be in person. So we can go. That'll be fun. And maybe we'll win another award. I don't know.
Congratulations.
Thank you, by the way.
Yeah. Mark Gagliardi, you too have something to mention to everyone.
That's right.
In terms of viewing pleasure, don't you?
Well, listening pleasure, we got this with Mark and Hal.
Sure.
On the Maximum Fun Network, weekly episodes dropping. You've, of course, been on there. Season 2, Blood and Treasure, coming out soon.
We're still
no
using
official release date. We're still saying soon. So Season 2 coming to CBS very soon.
Woo-hoo.
And CBS, of course, stands for?
The Carol Burnett System.
Thank you. Chris Alvarado.
Hey, I had to look up who Brie Larson was. I had to look that up. That is not a joke.
That's fair. She's Academy Award winner. You probably saw that.
But I don't recognize her from anything, honestly.
Captain Marvel.
I've never seen that.
That's fine. About a car commercial that Jackie hates.
I auditioned for that.
What car?
Yeah, Jackie, you must know. You're a little
I don't know. It comes on so much, but I don't love the commercial very much.
There have been thousands, you're right, for this car. And it does not bode well that none of us remember the make or model.
I don't know what kind of car it is.
Yeah.
Otherwise, though, having a good time. Had fun today. And that's that. And hey, and I'm excited for you guys to start sending your suggestions to James. I mean, obviously, it's still through the Patreon or alchemythisemail@gmail.com. But James will be taking over the suggestion duties for a second. So have at him.
Also, for those who've asked, a few of you have, where the F is Joey?
Yeah.
He asked permission, which was a bit more than what was necessary. But to take a little time off to devote his creative juices, and I think you all know what I mean by that, because we're talking about Joey, his semen, to very pressing projects. And of course, that's the sort of policy here with The Alchemist. My goodness, yes. One of our founding members, who I'm sure you all remember, Vanessa Ragland, had to bow out in order to Vinish.
Oh, I'd forgotten about her.
Wow. To start and run a now historically popular and successful theater in the greater Los Angeles area. So thank you for your concern. I've passed it along to Joey, who to this day successfully also continues to eat his own cum. And he'll respond in time and his own way. James Heaney, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me. Actually, speaking of Joey Greer, let me just say he's been working really hard on one project that you can find it on Spotify, and I totally suggest you check it out. It's called American Curiosity, and it's got Vanessa in there, and I think there's only one episode that's been released, but it's a very curated, you should just check it out. It's so cool. It's so awesome. He's been working hard on that. I know that's one of the things that's been on his plate, but you know, I can't wait to read all of the suggestions and things that come into the Patreon email and Gmail, but I also miss getting those awesome, awesome letters through the rating system. Like, you gotta give us, a good rating. I mean, rate us however you like, but if you're listening to the end of the podcast, my guess is it's 5 stars. Please give us a rating on iTunes.
Oh, however you get your podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And last but way not least, Mr. Craig Kukowski, Craigature.
Nissan is it? is the car that Brie Larson?
Pretty sure.
Also, I'm a big fan of Brie Larson in general. I just don't, you know, I'm inundated.
I think that came across, Jackie. I wouldn't worry
despite
about
despite her
it.
Endorsement for Gang Warfare. Yeah, you know, she's a decent, decent actress. Mm-hmm. Also, like, great time to bring up John Montagu, the 18th century British lord who, you know, played constantly at the gaming table and therefore didn't have time to take a full meal. And so he would ask for, you know, some combination of breads and cheeses and meats to be brought to him. And then everybody would say, because he was the Earl of Sandwich, everybody would say, give me the same as sandwich.
Is that for real?
And to this day, that's why we call it a sandwich.
That's awesome.
To this day. How about that?
I mean, it might change in the future, but right now we're calling that a sandwich.
Well, there are a few to this days. I'd like to bring one to everyone's attention. There are almost zero, so less than 1%. Floor 13 as marked in an elevator of your hotel that you'll be staying in. That's our country still. No floor 13 because, you know, it might be bad luck. Anywho, let's thank our producer and engineer to the stars, Mr. Doug Bain. The fine folks at iHeartMedia. I'm your host, Kevin Pollak, thanking each and every damn one of you so very, very much and sincerely for your support, your listening ears, however you're consuming this particular thing, and continue to tell everyone you've ever met. And please, oh, please be kind to each other. It is the strong choice. Until next time,
Alchemy Pills.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Good sleep should come naturally, and with the new Natural Hybrid mattress, it can. A collaboration between Lisa and West Elm, the Natural Hybrid is expertly crafted from natural latex, natural wool, and certified safe foams to elevate your sleep sanctuary and support a greener tomorrow. Plus, every purchase helps fuel Lisa's work with shelters and those in need. Don't put off a good night's sleep any longer. Get a Lisa mattress today for a sound sleep tonight. Visit lisa.com/iHeart. That's LEESA.com/iHeart.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today?
I gotta change the oil in my car.
Right now, get 5 quarts of Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic
with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for only $36.99.
What do I do with my old oil?
We can recycle your used oil for free.
And do you have oil for my old work truck?
You can find the right high mileage oil to help it go farther right here at AutoZone. AutoZone. Restrictions apply.
Hey guys, you know what this playground could use? A wine country, huh?
A redwood forest would be cool.
Ski slopes!
Wait! Did we just invent California?
Discover why California is the ultimate playground at visitcalifornia.com.
Viking. Committed to exploring the world in comfort. Journey through the heart of Europe on an elegant Viking longship with thoughtful service, cultural enrichment, and all-inclusive fares. Discover more at viking.com.